Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So every weekend, guys, on WGT, we have a DNVR golf event, and it's me, it's Adam, it's Vogt, it's D-Line, it's everybody from the DNVR community. Ryan Koningsberg, who covers the Broncos for us. Rudo on the Avs beat. Everybody plays WGT. And if you want to get in on the action, if you want to get in on the coolest golf game out there, the coolest phone game out there for my money, download WGT from dnvrgolf.com, and then make sure you search for the DNVR 3 Country Club. That way, you'll automatically be entered into all the tournaments we do every weekend. We had one last weekend. I believe I finished right outside the top 10, so not up to my standards, but we'll see what happens next week. And yeah, if you guys want to get in, download WGT from dnvrgolf.com, and then search for the DNVR 3 Country Club.
It really sucks that I can't hear it. That matters, but like, yeah, the feedback of the music.
Can you put in the comments if we're on?
Are we dancing to the music properly? Oh, I can kind of hear it outside there. Not so much. Welcome in, everybody, to the DNVR Winners Lounge. Unbelievable. Guys, they're back. I'm ready to declare that I'm back. Let's be honest, guys. I'm glad the Nuggets joined the party because we've been here at the DNVR bar now all weekend. We've watched the Rockies that are having this incredible run. We've watched the Avs have one of the most exciting hockey games. And we're sitting here like, yeah, the Nuggets are all hurt. They haven't quite won yet.
Not just in Denver, but also around the league. I'm watching these bubble games like, oh, Houston's fun. Milwaukee's fun. Indiana's fun.
So fun.
Game one, guys. Not so
fun. It wasn't as fun.
Today, 11 out of 10.
11 out of 10 for
so
sure.
I mean, look at so this. Full of
are those
people.
Winners?
Oh, my God.
Do we have to wait for Harrison today?
I'll drink his.
Well, he's always on the, you know what? Harrison will have to do his solo.
I'll take his.
That's you take his. Okay. Way to step up.
The winner's shot, everybody. Salute. Salute.
First winner's lounge in the bar?
You guys don't know this. At the DNVR bar, every time there is a Nuggets, Rockies, Avs, Broncos, Buffs, Rams game, and they win, the bar gets a free shot.
That's a lit feature in a bar.
It's an incredible feature.
As a person who's gone to bars for much of my life.
We're going to go so broke with all of our lit features.
I might have more than one winner shot. Andre, if you're listening to this, you need to edit my grades piece tonight. I cannot be left alone.
I think I might have a winner's burger in a little bit.
Nice. Guys, I'm riding high. Honestly, this was much needed. I mean, we're kind of joking about it, but honestly, coming into this show, vibes weren't great.
Vibes were poor.
Vibes were not good.
Poor vibes.
When I say vibes weren't great, I don't just mean the Nuggets vibes. I mean Eric. Vibes were not great.
Eric, my vibes were bumming me out.
My vibes were not good. They were not good at all. It lets you know the tenuous nature of my, which I think
they're
tenuous. You should have known to begin with. So if you ride my ups and downs, it's going to be a long life.
Yeah.
I try very hard to tune you out, but you make it difficult. You're a good fan.
The Denver Nuggets pick up their first win of the bubble, 121-113, and they do it in an impressive fashion. It wasn't quite the seven in Utah, but it was shorthanded nonetheless. There were things working against them nonetheless, and they made it happen. So
We're gonna always start with this. I want to go quickly through some of the stats that we saw. Nikola Jokic, 30 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists. There was a point, guys, and it wasn't. I'm embarrassed to say when it was. When I was like, not a great game from Jokic. It might have been somewhere in like middle through the third quarter.
It was right before it turned into a superb game from Jokic. Yeah. I'm about 100 for 100 with tweeting. Jok needs to wake up right before he wakes up, dude.
He's only got you on notifications apparently.
Yeah,
I really like. I mean. I don't know if we talked about my emotional ups and downs.
Yeah, we've talked.
Have we brought that up?
Yeah. I was pretty low. Then Jokic seemed sluggish.
Yeah.
MPJ was really the only bright spot.
Like, so I always ask, and I want to start us off by talking about the first, you know, sort of the big picture takeaway.
Sure.
And I didn't mean to cut you off, but you kind of alluded to it. Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah, and I'm sure, I don't know if you have this queued up. I'm just going to say now, he's my DraftKings king of the game, okay. Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. I think that's a safe pick.
That's pretty safe.
Yo.
A little competition late.
Actually.
Oh, I love it.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
I want to hear the comments. People chime in because I want to know what people are saying. But I want to hear what they have to say about the king of the game because
who is
king of
the game? Or Jok?
There's two kings.
Who's the king in the north?
So Jok closed that game. Which
close the door, man.
Which is what needs to happen, right? Like, if you're looking at a team that doesn't have Jamal, Gary, Barton,
yeah.
You're thinking Jok's probably not going to shoot 30 times. You need MPJ to go for 20 plus and Jok to be there in the fourth.
Yeah.
How about 40 and dominates
my goodness,
in the fourth?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a perfect.
He for real equation. Almost had 40 tonight.
Yeah.
But Michael Porter, to me, the story of the game. There's two stories, but I want to start with Michael Porter Jr. because. Guys, we've watched him, and we talk about this all the time. We're like, I feel like we're taking crazy pills.
I know.
We've seen so many games. I mean, so he shot well tonight. I just want to I want to pull this up because I want to make this point. He is shooting 49% from the field. This is his rookie season. He's shooting 41% from
rookie
three
season.
And 54% from two. The effective field goal percentage, if you want to get nerd out on this, is 57%. He was so efficient all season. And, you know, haven't been playing much. You tell people about him. They're like, I don't know. And it's like, no, this guy just scores so efficiently. Then he comes out in the first game. Doesn't look great. And you're thinking like, oh, no, is there tension, whatever. Guys, tonight might have been the Michael Porter game. We thought we had the Michael Porter game.
Yeah.
This might be the Michael Porter game.
Is this the third rookie season for Michael Porter?
It feels like it really does.
You know what, though? This is a huge credit to MPJ and Malone. And I know a lot of people are frustrated with Malone's handling of MPJ. At times, I've been at the front of that line. But if you look at how Malone talked to MPJ during and about him after game one, this is what he was talking about. He doesn't need the ball in his hands or to go whatever from three to make an impact. He's too good not to have his noses on the glass every time. The offensive rebounding, the off-ball cutting, he doesn't need to be option number one to swing a game. Okay. And so Malone gets into him, and MPJ could have wilted, could have whined for himself, right? Comes back out games two, strikes back, is everything Malone needed him to be. And not just on offense, the defensive end tonight, much improved effort.
I felt like the chemistry between Jokic and MPJ today was kind of off. It almost felt like elite guitarists playing a set for the first time with no practice together. Just kind of like, okay, wow. All right, you're going to riff a little. Okay, now it's my turn. But you know what? It's still.
I don't know how to pantomime a guitar.
Yeah, you can't do that. You're not okay. Whatever you want. You see that? But tonight, Michael Porter Jr., 37 points on 12 of 16 shooting. 37. I don't think people understand this. 37 points on 16 shots.
How many minutes?
That doesn't happen. He hit 44 minutes, 43 minutes and 45 seconds. That's a lot of minutes.
No, but it's a lot of points. Look, when MPJ's playing well, he's like a bucket per minute, dude.
It really is.
How many, honestly, it's his rookie season. I feel three, four times I've looked up and it's been like. Is that 20 and 19 minutes?
Well, let me see if I can look this up because he had 37 points, but he also had, I think, one shot in the third quarter. So this was a lot of points in the first, second, and fourth quarter.
This was the exact opposite of the first game where he came out, was shaky, missed that first three. Like, he came out and looked confident, hit a shot early on, and we were like, oh, it's on. It's going.
Interestingly,
I see a lot of people saying that Jokic was the closer, so he gets the king of the game, which is interesting.
I agree.
And to that point, MPJ, supremely confident for three quarters. Like a couple of effort, I'm taking
this
transition three,
which
I love. But in the fourth, not so much, actually. And, you know, that one, he deferred to Monte, which wasn't a bad pass. Monte was wide open. But when you're MPJ, you're that dude. Just take the shot. And so there was a little bit of, like, in the third, he didn't go out and get it. You know, the Nuggets stopped finding him. But he's got to find his opportunities on the board. So he was a little passive. But again, when you have a closer like Jok, maybe that can be looked at as a rookie understanding. Let's let him get it done.
You know, my favorite moment of the MPJ experience today was when he was cooking. He came down the court and he had what would in any other time in the game been an open three. It was contested, but he didn't shoot it. He threw a pass down to a wide open, I believe, Paul Millsap. Yeah.
No, Torrey Craig.
Torrey Craig missed it.
The free throws.
Well, that part was not my favorite part. But that moment was like, wow, like that is growth, like right there. Like the fact that he's not just heat checking.
That's I actually really like that point because you're right.
Thank you.
Michael Porter, there's two types of players. I really believe this. There's two types of players. There's the type like Yoke, who I think is always thinking the game, and he's always trying to get a great shot.
Yep.
Right? It's not necessarily for himself, but he's just like, we should only take A-plus shots, and he's working towards to do that. He ups that a little bit in the fourth quarter, where he'll be more aggressive. But then there's players like MPJ who think every shot is an A-plus shot, right? I mean, he has a little bit of this in him where he's like, I can make the shot no matter what the circumstances.
Right.
And for guys like Jokic, sometimes it's hard to tell him, hey, be more aggressive, be more assertive. For guys like MPJ, it's hard to tell him, hey, if you have Torrey Craig cut into the basket, maybe try to hit him for it. And so the fact that he did that, was meaningful.
And it's crazy because they just traded who was playing that role. Like as it went down the stretch, like MPJ, like, you know, sort of faded to the back. Jokic absolutely stepped up. We got Sombor shuffle after Sombor shuffle. I went delirious. I started dreaming of a victory shot, which I got. It's a good day to be a Denver Nuggets fan.
The way MPJ approached that game is interesting. You can look at it one of two ways. Like, in one sense, maybe he was a little too passive. But I do think, alternatively, maybe that's a rookie who's as talented as anyone, understanding, hey, I'm on the third seed in the West.
Right.
I did my part. It's a close game. I'll let the big boys take care of this. Now, ideally, one day he realizes, oh, I'm one of the big boys.
Right.
But I actually think that's an encouraging sign.
See, I think he does, though. I think it's a little bit of both. Because when we saw his comments, when he arrived in the bubble and he did his first media availability, that was his comment. I'm not here just to, like, fit in. And now I know I'm part of what is going to make us win.
Right.
And it is so evident and it is so true. Look, I love this Nuggets team. They're missing a lot of guys right now, so it's a little augmented. But I think we all agree, as currently constructed, without Bol Bol and without Michael Porter Jr., the team's good, but they're not going to win it. They're not going to beat the Lakers or whatever.
Right.
You get 37. You see nights like tonight, and you go, "Oh yeah, Michael Porter Jr. can also score 37 points sometimes when he plays these kind of minutes." And by the way, these aren't empty points. A team high plus 25. Actually, wasn't a team high. Monte Morris a team high plus 28, but a plus 25 tonight, which is, and it's loud. When you look over there, those two guys really stick out. I kind of feel like this was the MPJ game. We had the breakout games. We had the Sacramento game. We also had the Indiana game. To me, those were 1-2. But this one, to me, is now the quintessential Michael Porter Jr. rookie season game.
I'm excited to tell you that if you're trying to get ahead of the MPJ, you're going to be behind. There's going to be more of this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was the MPJ game in Indiana. That's an incredible performance for a rookie whose coach had not shown him a long leash, so to speak.
Yeah.
This is essentially double that effort, and guys, I don't think he's done. We're going to see more of games.
And
like
this was the closest to a pressure game that he's experienced in the NBA.
And it really was.
Did this game feel at all like, oh man, MPJ is just hot, or oh, he just got lucky? Like, no, 90% of that was just, this is who he is. This is his skill set. How do you guard this?
He was hitting some tough shots.
But look, the three pointers, sure, man. But like, A, he'll hit those. But B, It's all the times where he just dove to the basket. And he's like, this guy's 6 inches shorter than
that's how you get 37 points.
Exactly.
Because you can have a loud 18 when it's
look
like, man,
highlights.
You hit all these tough ones. Are we going, is this the whole highlight reel right here? I mean, is this it? Oh, my God. I mean, let's just look at this here. I mean, I kind of want to relive all these. These are like the length. Just the length. You know, like on some of these, it's how
so
quickly he kind of extends his body. And then these jumpers. The other thing I like about these jumpers is that they're not necessarily open.
No.
And this is going to be the thing that's true of him. And also, I think maybe to a little bit of a lesser extent because Bol Bol's release is so low, but also for him, I love it. They get shots off because you really can't guard him even if you're defending him well. Great cut.
Well, that's
great instinct. Great cut.
That's exactly it, dude. What's the defense for I'm 6'11 and I'm deciding to shoot now?
Yeah.
You know?
And then just all of these, like, just gets higher than everybody on the jump.
And we're gonna see a lot of the rebounds that turn into points. But down the stretch, you're going to see a lot of defensive rebounding between MPJ and Yoke.
Yeah.
Gang rebounding. The guy like Millsap out there. Like
His finger is always on the trigger.
Always on
you
the
know?
Trigger.
Like, I mean,
I just can't believe he's already better than Kevin Durant. You know what I mean?
It's like
I didn't see that coming.
But I mean, look, we're
kidding.
You're definitely putting the card. But look at these shots. I'm telling you.
Are we?
Last game was really the anomaly, and I think, I mean, we haven't seen enough of MPJ to really know how consistently he can be with the shooting, but I am more surprised that he missed the shots he took yesterday, or the last game, than he made the ones
that's
he did
exactly
tonight.
My point.
And I absolutely love that he just...
Oh, please pull this. Yeah, I mean, ridiculous. Absolutely
But I
ridiculous.
Love that he played like this the whole game leading up and then allowed Jokic to step up and take
Correct.
His rightful throne at the end. Like, so that means quite a bit.
It really does. And look at these shots. I mean, that one... Come on. There's no defense for that.
12 for 16 from the field, 4 for 6 from deep, 9 for 9 from the line. Rookies don't have easy 37-point
games.
Look
at that pass. That was, don't that have easy 37 I mean, that one. His finishing is also, I think, another piece of his game that, you know, I just didn't know a lot about what kind of score he was. But it's that finishing, the hanging in the air, some of those, like, acrobatic shots that he's just so good at.
And look, we didn't see much of him, but this is why that bowl thing is so tantalizing, because OKC did not have an answer for MPJ's size. They just didn't. There was not a switch they could have made or a guy they could have thrown out there. You toss in another tall guy like that. I mean, it's just to have a guy that plays like a guard forward at 6'11", 6'10", is the biggest possible thing for a Jokic-led team.
We talked about this a lot, though, 3-4 years ago with regards to Nikola Jokic, we said, at what point is the onus on people to prove that he's not great? And this was before. This was when people were saying, well, he's not an all-star caliber player, and Porzingis is better, and this and that. And we said, every night he comes out and he does something awesome.
Yeah.
The team is so good when he's on the court.
Right.
And it's rare for him not to be awesome. And I feel like we're getting to that point with Michael Porter. Now, we are coming off of one game where he actually was pretty bad.
He was awesome-ish.
Yeah. Right. But nights like tonight, I mean, there's not that many players that have 37 points on 16 shots. Just that's not like a thing where you're like, oh, some scrub guy just happened to have that
what
many
is,
points one time.
What is the date today?
I don't know.
It is what, August 4th, August 3rd? Well, I just want to make note. This is the December 15th version for Michael Porter. August 3rd, the ascension of Michael Porter Jr.
A crazy stat. You guys will have to fact check me, but I think Michael Porter Jr. now has the single game high of any Nugget in the month of August.
Oh, wow.
Hold on. Let me double check that.
Yeah.
Checks out.
Absolutely checks out.
I think it actually checks out. So, I don't know. It was a huge performance. And by the way, Oklahoma City, they just put a smackdown on the Utah Jazz.
It's a
smackdown.
It's a good team.
They're a very good team.
I want to point out, one of those teams that all the experts have been saying, oh, I bet they beat Denver in the first round.
Right, yeah.
I know it's not a playoff environment, but three starters down.
I also think Denver being short, and we're going to talk, trust me, guys, we're going to get to all Nuggets topics today, but Denver being shorthanded without Jamal Murray, Will Barton, and Gary Harris, assuming those guys are able to come back.
I think we have to say that they were long-handed.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
You know what? Let's just cut to
Do we have something else?
Never again, okay? No, but the Nuggets, I think, being shorthanded like this, Oklahoma City doesn't have great film to go off of now for what Denver does. Because, presumably, if they do match up in a playoff series, Denver's going to have three different starters into the lineup, potentially. At least three key rotation players. So I think this is sort of a win-win in a lot of ways for the Denver Nuggets and just a real positive all around.
My heart is literally still beating. Like, it's literally still beating fast.
Oh. Over the last two seasons, there have been silver linings in Denver Nuggets injuries. Guys have stepped up, right?
Yeah.
Guys have shown, hey, we're actually capable of stepping into a larger role. If you want to try to offer one here, obviously MPJ starts. But this is what Malone needed to see from MPJ to go, you know what?
It's exactly
could
right.
be this year. That's could
exactly
be this
right.
year I got to start
I
this
swear,
guy.
I swear, we talked about this all year. I swear this was the plan all along. This was what Michael Malone was angling towards. It was like to get him to play right. And knowing that he had the talent, like, and you saw it, like he played the right way.
And I hope that the teammates with Michael Porter are really effusive in their praise for the things that we're talking about, the passing, the Torrey Craig, the sort of taking a little bit of a back seat in the fourth quarter, because Malone is very big on earning it, right? Like, and nobody gets minutes without earning it. And I think Michael Porter, he's, in my opinion, he's more than earned the minutes to be on the team, in large part because the team's just better with him. But I think earning, you're the guy we're going to go to down the stretch, or we trust you there, that's a different level of earning. And it's not just about can you hit the shots. It's that, are you going to force that shot every single time, or are you going to be aggressive but under control? And that's why I think tonight was pretty encouraging.
And by the way, guys, I mean, a lot. I sent the tweet. We're going to talk a lot about Troy Daniels getting that last shot.
Yeah,
but that was the second. That was the second option on that play.
Yeah,
they were trying to get Michael Porter Jr. The ball. That's what I'm trying. And so think about that. We've gone from game one.
I don't want to think about
Malone yanks him in the third quarter to game two. Hey, let's give him the ball for the final shot. That's an encouraging development.
That's true.
Guys, send us in your questions. Vote if you could try to curate some questions on the fly. Do you have some as well?
I'm questioning.
Things that are coming in. Let's talk about some of the other guys, though, that were involved in this game. Paul Millsap, to me, was probably the uh, the third most notable player in this game. I thought he had some solid moments. He had some big plays. At one point, you thought that he had the dadger.
The dadger, baby.
Oh, man, that is horrible.
It was really bad. It was bad in the first time I said it, and then it was even worse hearing it.
Yeah, from me. When I say it, it's worse. 17 points from Paul Millsap, 16 rebounds, 6 of 10 shooting, an efficient night. He plays 35 minutes. But I thought he had a solid performance. There were moments again tonight where we looked at each other and we go, wow, he really looks slow out there. But he got his feet under him, and I thought he did a really nice – like if you just looked at Danilo Gallinari, Paul Millsap – each team is counting on those two guys to kind of step up, and I thought Paul Millsap, at least, you know, that was a solid battle for him.
I rarely stick in player grades. I rarely stick anyone with an F. In game one, I gave Millsap an F because he's there for the defense, and it was slow.
Right.
Game two, the defense was very, very good, and you know what? So that's as encouraging as it gets. Right,
I've got some questions. You got some questions?
Let's keep going through the roster here because Monte Morris, I think, deserves a mention. He plays 38 and a half minutes. Monte Morris and PJ Dozier have been very interesting in this bubble so far because I think first game they were both terrible.
Yep.
And I thought there were moments in this game, late in this game, where I thought, man, neither of these guys is stepping up. Neither of them is kind of getting the Nuggets, the ball where it needs to go. And I was worried. But I thought Monte Morris, halfway through that second half, really started to come together.
Yes,
he started to play really, really well. And I mentioned earlier he was a team high plus 28, 17 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 0 turnovers.
Right.
0 turnovers.
The ultimate Monte signature. And you have to consider this is his second game played since the month of March.
Hey, there's a handful of teams he could start for. He's not going to be a high-end starter, but he can start. And in absence of Jamal Murray, Kenny fill those shoes. This is the kind of game you need from him.
I'm not ready to go that far with Monte because I thought that last year he had a phenomenal year. I thought this year's maybe been a little bit of a step back.
Starting on a playoff team, but here's what I'm trying to say. He can give you 30 minutes of no Jamal tonight.
Sure.
I'll be just good enough.
Sure.
Wasn't in game one, was tonight.
But I don't even know that he's been that guy for the entirety of this season. I think he's had a very uneven season. But, you know, you have to give him the credit. Tonight they don't win this game without him.
Yeah.
By any stretch of the imagination. PJ Dozier tonight had an interesting night. 1-4 from the field. Minus 13. To me, whatever the opposite of the king of the game might be him, and we love PJ Composure.
Be the joker of the game, except for that the joker was the king.
The joker is the king, so yeah, this is really confusing. but him tonight really forced it. I've never seen it. I'm surprised he only took 4 shots because I thought he took like 400 shots.
You best believe that my Twitter feed was getting blown up with PJ not being composed.
Oh, really?
I thought he played well on defense, though.
It's important.
And that's kind of why he's out there. But surprising amount of confidence.
Yeah, Bol Bol gets 3 minutes and 41 seconds, and he knocked down a 3, which is one of my favorite highlights from this game.
He also got blown by
and turned it
every
over,
minute
right.
of those 3 minutes.
Can you find the Bol Bol 3-pointer? There's probably a tweet that's just Bol Bol. It's probably the NBA account or something. We can pull it up a little bit later when we do rate the highlight. Is there anybody else? Jeremy Grant. Actually, there's one player I would take here. Jeremy Grant through the bubble so far, I think, has been pretty unimpressive.
It's funny because he had 19 points last game.
On 50% from the field.
Yeah, but rewatching it, though, there was a lot of, like, late. The Nuggets are down 25 points, and he's got a bunch of
I did feel, like, very shocked by that stat.
And when it mattered, there was a lot of, why is Jeremy Grant doing that?
Yeah.
But I really do think he might not, like, if this team was constructed as planned. He did fill a very specific role all season. I know he doesn't do a lot, but he does what he does well. And I think what we saw in game one was an overcompensation of, hey, someone's got to try to get something done here.
Yeah, for sure. Was there anybody else that's worth – Troy Daniels, 10 minutes wasn't really meaningful. Torrey Craig had kind of a classic Torrey Craig game.
Yes, he did. He got inserted in very, very crunch time at the very end.
Yeah,
he
we should talk about that a little bit later.
So I know we talk about a lot of different Breck brews on this show, and we do that because there's a lot of good flavors of Breck brew out there. And the way I like to capitalize on that, the way I like to get the most bang for my buck is getting the 15-can sampler. The Jokic Pack. You guys know what it is by now, but you get 15 beers, you get 3 Vanilla Porter Juniors, you get 3 Breck Lagers, 3 Agave Wheats, 3 Avalanche Amber Ales, and 3 Lucky You IPAs. In my opinion, variety is always better, so I always go for the 15-can sampler. You can get that at Davidson's. Make sure to go to Davidson's for all your Breck brew, all your alcohol, all your beer, all your wine. They have pickup, curbside, and delivery. Curbside pickup and delivery at Davidson's while you're there. Pick up some Mile High City Copper Lager too. The beer of the playoffs, the beer of the Nuggets run to the Western Conference Finals. That's right. I'm calling it right now. So hit up Davidson's, For all your Breck Brew needs, they always have the Jokic Pack. They always have the Mile High City Copper Lager as well. Also, guys, the long wait is finally over. Golf's first major of the year is this weekend. Wow, I actually didn't know about this, but now I'm pretty psyched. The golfers are heading to San Francisco to tee off and compete for the crown, and there is no better way to join the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to celebrate golf's first major of the year, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering special odds and promotions all weekend long, and all new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. $1,000. Every day of the tournament, DraftKings Sportsbook is boosting your profits by 30%. All you have to do is opt in and place a bet. I mean, you guys know how awesome these odds boosts are that DraftKings do. Sometimes it's like free money. They're doing that every day of the tournament for the first major this weekend by 30%. So huge opportunity to win some money with DraftKings. So make sure to head to the DraftKings app right now and download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DNVR. When you sign up, for a limited time, all new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Just enter the code DNVR when you sign up, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires a 25x playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Harrison right now, guys, as always, is getting, he's talking to the players, talking to the coaching staff. He's getting all of the details.
I miss Harrison.
I miss Harrison too. I feel lonely on this couch.
You're going to spread out. Oh, are you going to grab Jokic? Oh.
I just want to hang out with my king.
Man, I can't believe we have Jokic on the show.
Just like Jokic.
All right, take
too.
Us to the comment section. What are the comment section talking about?
All right,
what's going on online
these
days?
What's going on in the comment section today, guys?
So we have a lot of people asking, does MPJ start now? When the other is he locked
man,
in
I
now
love
as a
this question. I love this question.
It's time, right? It's time.
Guy, well, I mean, look, it's funny asking us, right? Because I was ready in like October. I thought we should. But I would say I would be shocked if you don't start him because it is so clear that he is one of the better players. Now, you're also talking about Gary Harrison, Will Barton coming off of injuries.
Yep.
Having no practice time, everything else. It's almost a natural segue. What happened last year with Will Barton? He missed time. It made the excuse so, okay, we're going to bring you off the bench. Now, you're not getting demoted. It's just the thing. Now, if I had it my way, Barton would start. He would be at the two. But Michael Porter Jr., to me, it's just so clear to me that he's the starter.
I agree, and I agree with what you said before that. I would go Murray, Barton, MPJ, Millsap, Yoke.
Yeah, assuming this Barton's going to be okay. I mean, who knows?
Look, I don't know. If you're looking at this Nuggets team, I don't know how you say, can they win a title this year? Unless MPJ's starting.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he'll get it done. It's a lot to ask of a rookie.
There's no chance. No chance they win without him.
But, yeah, they cannot do it without him. And yeah. You saw this tonight. It's the Nuggets are going to be very predictable at full strength. It's going to be a lot of Jokic and a lot of Murray. And the third fold in that is just MPJ, for which there's no real answer on defense. Baby.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, baby.
All right, I'm probably going to take the rest of the show off, actually. This is...
Jokic, you only got to sit with him for a while.
Man, did you guys see his
legs? What
are
we talking about here?
Nuggets game.
Your male form. The Peloton is working.
Pull it a little closer there to you. Get comfortable, Harrison. Put your arm around Eric if you need. Whatever it is, whatever it takes. I want you to catch up because I want to get your thoughts on this. We were talking earlier, king of the game, the DraftKings king of the game, and we've all kind of given our take.
Okay.
It's actually more controversial than you might think. We seem to disagree with the comment section. Who's your king of the game?
My king of the game is Michael Porter Jr.
Love
it. Good here?
Yeah.
It's Michael Porter Jr. 37 on what did he
16
shoot?
16 shots. 12 of 16.
That doesn't happen every day.
That's what I tell people.
From rookies, does it happen?
That stat line. I would love for somebody in the comments to go look up how often that stat line
has been
repeated.
And it's on you,
because
we're not going to
Someone
research.
In the comments do our job.
Yeah, you do this for us.
That's a ridiculous stat line. Absolutely ridiculous. And for him to do that after the game he had the other night,
yeah,
it's MPJ for me. Yes, Jokic brought him home in the fourth and overtime, but
yeah, he had a triple double.
It's MPJ for
me. It's actually hilarious because when I walked into the bar tonight and you said, Adam, how do you want this game to go? I'd say, well, I want MPJ to have like a historically great shooting night, and I'd like Jokic to bring it home.
So I have one important question.
Maybe a little overtime in there. I don't know.
There's one important question we have to get to before anything else. Mitchie5280, our man, asks, what's more aesthetically pleasing, MPJ shooting form or the male form?
Oh man, that is a phenomenal question. People know we talk about the male form a lot on this show.
So what's the answer? I don't even have one.
It's definitely MPJ shooting form.
Eric, you're on the comments, right, from the live stream?
Yeah.
So I've got some questions from the Twitter.
Yeah, jeez, come on, dude.
I don't know, man. We let Eric do too much.
I don't understand what you said. On the Periscope?
Yeah, what do we got?
All right, so I like this one from @15Jokic. Heading into the playoffs, do the Nuggets have a big three?
Why? No.
The Nuggets might have a big six.
Well, they might have a big four at some point in the future. I don't know if I'm willing to go there yet because, for one reason. I don't know that Michael Porter is going to be integrated into the team quite yet. Like, you look around the roster, I don't know if the team is saying, we got to run some plays for MPJ and we have action. Like, right now you have the Jokic-Murray two-man game and the team, everybody knows what to do when you have that action. There's no Murray-MPJ action. There's no Jokic-MPJ action. Those things are still getting in. I do think they have three players, though. I think Michael Porter Jr. is nipping on the heels of Jamal Murray for, I mean, just with how talented he is. Because
for sure.
I mean, just where his floor is. What do you think, Harrison?
I mean, if there's a big three, that's it. But, I mean, Michael Porter Jr. can do things that Jamal Murray can't do. He can do things that not a lot of other guys can do. 99%
of basketball players in the world.
Yeah. I mean, I saw a take from Vic Lombardi on Twitter tonight that said the Nuggets now should have a competition at starting small forward.
Hey, you just missed that conversation. We were talking about it, and another person asked us, if MPJ starts, who would lose their starting spot? So we said Murray, Barton, MPJ. What are your thoughts on squeezing MPJ in there?
I think that would be the right choice, but I would lean that what they would actually do is move Barton to the bench.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Barton gives a little bit of playmaking and scoring off the bench. And
yeah, I don't think we're there quite yet, though. Like, I don't think we're there yet. We need to...
Oh, come on. Well, good news. I think we're going to get a lot more options because Michael Malone today pregame said that had this been a playoff game, would the players be available? And he said no.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's because you think sometimes, well, if it was a playoff game, they'd get out there and hustle through it. Like, no, not even in a playoff game could they go through it.
That had me crestfallen. I was crestfallen, but now I'm crestful.
Risen. Crest risen. Harrison, what else did you hear from Coach after the game?
A lot of, not necessarily from Coach, but from MPJ and Yoke, a lot of talk about the Jokic-MPJ connection.
Oh, really?
What? A lot of talk.
Whoa. Wait, in a good way.
Talk
in
to
a
me.
Good way.
Yeah. Talk to me.
Talk to me, man. Wait, hold on
everyone
a second.
Everyone shut up.
Good.
Shut up.
Okay. They're singing my song. Hold on.
Down. Yeah. I think the secret's out. I think everybody knows now that at 6'10", Michael Porter Jr. has a cutter. He gives Jokic a target and is a weapon just moving off the ball that he hasn't really had before.
And he gets it. He plays tall. He understands.
Oh,
that
he definitely
cuts,
gets his
lane.
And MPJ gets it too because he actually said tonight, like, in the first half, I think maybe 6 of his 8 field goals were in the restricted area. And all of those were off of off-ball movement. I thought that was like one of the biggest things he did tonight that he didn't do against Miami was just he was so active in the half court moving off the ball. But Jokic found him a bunch tonight.
Yeah.
And he gave him a lot of easy baskets. So I think MPJ is totally bought into like, all right, if I move off the ball, this guy's going to find me, as he should. So That was a big point of emphasis in the postgame.
Man, these guys, it's not just that MPJ is good, it's that he's a Jokic player.
He really is. So it's interesting because watching the game tonight, this is probably in my own head. Every time I watch a game a second time, I feel like I get a completely different read on it, which is why I like tomorrow there'll be a notebook episode. We like the instant reactions, but tomorrow will be a more detailed reaction. But when I was watching this game the first time through, especially in the first half, I thought, those two aren't quite on the same page. So it's encouraging to hear that there didn't seem to be any type of, I'm not saying friction, but there didn't seem to be any type, they felt like they were on the same page today.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think so. And, I mean, MPJ got a lot of easy buckets tonight.
Yeah.
I guess he had those pull-up threes, especially in the second half. His jumper was really going, and that's what he was going to. But he got a lot of easy buckets, I thought, tonight.
Yeah. What about Coach? What was his vibe? Because his vibe has not been great the last week.
He needed this one, huh?
Yeah.
He was like
Eric.
Yeah.
Like Malone had a hilarious vibe tonight, actually. Michael Malone said that this was a great road win in front of a tough road crowd.
I love that.
Solid, solid.
And that the Nuggets, I think they're leading the Northwest Division now, but they got another division win. And it's always important because they want to win the Northwest Division.
I like it.
So Malone was pretty
tame. That's right. They're 11-1 now, aren't they? Are they going to get 16? Are they going to get a full slate of games? They've got – who else do they have in the division? They've got Portland.
They've got Portland.
Oh, yeah, Minnesota's out. Like, they can't – They don't play Utah either, I don't think.
But I just thought it was funny after, like, MPJ's brilliance and Jokic carrying this team in the second half. It was like – we got that Northwest Division win.
You know what? We're not such a proud organization that we can't hang a Northwest Division banner, so I support this.
Let's, are you kidding?
Let's throw it up there.
Asterisks all over this. It's a quest for the asterisks, baby, even if it's just the Northwest Division championship.
Malone was very very composed. Like, it felt like the Nuggets needed this one, right?
Yeah, man.
The injuries.
Yeah, dude.
The coronavirus. Everything. The late arrivals. Everything over the last couple weeks. They just needed a game like this, and Malone had some comments that was definitely true. He also said that MPJ texted him three times between the Miami game and tonight about how he could play better and how what he gave against Miami.
If you checked out this YouTube video,
wasn't his best.
Sorry.
you up? You up?
Oh, man. That's great to hear, though. Honestly, like, I'm really that's the kind of thing that's super encouraging to hear about Michael Porter. I think Michael Porter is a curious case, you know. I mean, sometimes you forget about how young some of these guys are and the different layers to them, but I really am encouraged by that. I know a lot of people have talked about, myself included, the whole idea of being really hard on him, and how does a player respond to it. But everything publicly that I've seen has been that he is really those types of moments that you're saying, that, like, frustrated, yes, but maybe also sees the larger picture.
Mm-hmm. And I think he's grown up a lot too, like, obviously from last year to this season, but maybe even over the last couple of months as well. And I think a lot of it, or a lot of the reason I think that, is because of that quote he had. And we've talked about that quote a lot, but he was like, you know, I'm coming down here to help the Nuggets win a championship. Yeah. You know, like, I'm going to play a big role. I know what I can do. I know how I can help this team out. And so I think he just gets it, and he's confident.
Do we have any other questions coming in? I got somewhere to go here if we don't.
No, you can keep it moving, man. It's pretty similar.
So we can pull up. Do we have some of the highlights? What do you got? You have questions? Is that what you're saying, Guy?
Do you want the whole Jokic highlights or just Somber?
No, I just want the Somber shuffle, because I want to play a little game here we call Rate the Highlight. Oh. Before we cue it, hold up. Don't play it just yet. Do you have everybody have their cards here? They're 1 through 10s?
I do.
We haven't played this since the original DNBA. This is a throwback to a bygone era. Do you remember this, Kale?
Do we not
remember Producer Kale?
Are we with missing the rated graphic?
We are missing it at the moment, so unfortunately we don't have that
one.
We
have a protection staff and no rated.
There was a lot of great moments in this game. If you go back and think about just, like, singular plays, there were some good ones here. So I think you guys have a list of a couple plays here. Oh, it's still sending.
I can go to a question.
What do you got?
Thinking about some of the last second shot scenarios from the Portland series, the last second shot in regulation. It seems like the Nuggets struggle to get good looks often. Do you agree with that? Mm. And why is that, do you think, Adam?
I think it's because they don't have a lot of good shot makers and creators. I mean, there's a lot of times you're out there with a Torrey Craig, a Jeremy Grant, a Paul Millsap. It's not that those guys can't make a shot. It's just, you're not going to have your free flowing offense. They're short on guards right now. They're short on dribble creators. Short. And to me, you know, I think last game especially, your first game sort of with this unit, it was clunky. The first half of this game was clunky, but I do think that they're starting to establish a little bit of a rhythm. Hopefully, it carries over.
So late in games, if the Nuggets need a game winning shot, their best look over the last couple of years has just been give it to Jokic on the nail or elbow or wing.
And
just let him do something.
I like that.
And
one.
Like, that has worked. Yeah. Like, that's the Nuggets' best, best offense with the game on the line. I did not really get the play late tonight at the end of regulation, though.
We should talk about that. So there's a couple different things. One was the game is tied. Chris Paul misses a free throw. He deserved it. Actually, Ali, you could pull that up. Can we pull the picture of Chris Paul being fouled? Look at this thing.
So that's Chris Paul with a fistful of Paul Millsap's jersey.
So Nuggets are up 1 point. There's 3 seconds left, right, in the game. And you know Chris Paul is going to try to he's going to try to draw a foul or draw some contact. How do you get this call? There was a little bit of a bump, but I mean,
My question is, why do we invite this loser into the winner's lounge?
Chris Paul. God, Chris Paul is definitely the kid that's like, are you sure you did you mention the homework for tonight?
No. You know what, though?
You haven't said anything
yet. Can I tell
yet?
You
do
something, though?
Tonight?
When we were watching tonight, I kept thinking was, terrified, like, just add
Chris
him.
Don't say it.
Guys, I'm telling you, we had this idea about the big four with Denver, right? You got Murray, you got MPJ, got Bull, you got your, there's one spot open. That's all I'm saying. There's one spot open. Why can't it be Chris Paul?
Because he'll be on the hotline, the snitch hotline, about MPJ.
Did you play? Did we have it? Did it already go? Or
which one?
The picture of him grabbing.
I already played that one.
I mean, it was ridiculous.
Ball don't lie, though. He missed the free throw.
Ball sometimes lies. It did not in this particular
instance.
It half lied,
didn't it? Half-lied.
Honestly, that missed free throw was like a gift for the basketball gods. Because if today doesn't happen,
Michael Porter
would have
only had 34 points.
No, I'm serious, though, man. Like, that would have been a huge bummer. The momentum's rolling again.
Put my feet up, guys.
Freaking Jarrett wants to know.
I would do that, too, but I don't want to compare my feet to
you. Do you want Chris Paul or Ben Simmons more?
Well, so here's the thing is Ben Simmons would cost you Jamal Murray. I'm not sure Chris Paul would. I'm not sure he would.
I would hope not.
Well
I'm saying, oh, I should.
You're right.
You're right. It wouldn't cost you Jamal, but it would cost you I don't know that it would cost you any of the four guys we just mentioned. It might cost you all of your picks and
definitely
all of your future
not,
and flexibility, but what have you.
But you know what? We're talking about trading for a guy that just lost. So
that's true. A loser.
Denver Nuggets.
But the play call at the end, I think you were going to reference.
Yeah.
I thought it was a little weird. I put out a poll. We were talking about it. Tie game, 3 seconds left. Who do you go to? Michael Porter Jr., who is red hot. Nikola Jokic, who's a game-winning, game
winner.
You did not have to
put out a poll. We know the answer. It's Jokic. Yes. Every single day.
It should
day.
Go to Jokic every time.
Do you guys agree with this, guys? The production team. We're Nuggets people. When you were watching that game, were you hoping that it was Michael Porter taking a shot or Nikola Jokic taking a shot at the end of it? I know. Jokic? All right, everybody's
smart people over there.
I know. All right, they're smart people.
I was caught up
in the moment, guys.
He's all the game winners.
It turns out our production staff are Nuggets people.
Can I play devil's advocate, though? Love that Malone went to MPJ.
Yeah.
Not the Troy Daniels part, but I love it. I think if you need that game, go to Jokic every time. Yeah. But after the game MPJ had, following up that game one, the way he got shootout, the way Malone went to Craig for defense offense down the stretch, to look at that kid and say, no, I want you to do it. Look, I know he didn't take the shot, but I think that says a lot. I really do.
So as most of you know, I've been taking a class at MSU Denver Online this semester, and it's been a great experience so far. And I cannot recommend it enough. If you're a first-time freshman looking to go to college for the first time, maybe you completed a couple years of school and then just weren't able to finish, or maybe you're looking to go back to school and get another degree. I've got to say that the best thing about my experience at MSU Denver Online was the teachers, super responsive, super engaging. They really give off the feel that they care about you, and it seems legitimate, and I think it's legitimate. So awesome teachers at MSU Denver Online, and the coursework is super relevant. I'm learning about stuff that I can apply to my job right now covering the Nuggets. So I can't recommend MSU Denver Online anymore. It's been a great experience. And if I was going back to school full time, I would definitely consider MSU Denver Online. I would probably do MSU Denver Online because it's so convenient. And it's a great education as well. Also, guys, make sure to check out the DNVR Rugby Podcast with Colton Strickler. A year ago, I did not know the first thing about rugby. I'll admit it. I had no idea what was going on. But over the past year, really over the past 6-7 months, I've been listening to Colton's podcast. I've been reading the content that he puts up on thednvr.com. And I've fallen in love with the game of rugby. It's awesome. It's a lot of fun. It's super physical. And these guys are just absolute units who play this game. If you want to learn more about rugby, if you want to just keep up on the rugby scene here in Denver, because trust me, there is a rugby scene here in Denver, download the DNVR Rugby Podcast. You can find it on iTunes. You can find it on Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts from. It's hosted by Colton Strickler, like I said. And also check out his work, thednvr.com. He's writing about that poppin' rugby scene in Denver.
All right, do we have these one-off video clips? Let's see what our first one is. Rate the highlight, my favorite game. Eric just gives out 10s.
Oh, you generally give out 10.
What's that?
I generally give out 10.
Optimistic Eric.
Couple good ones here. Okay, what are we doing here? Oh, Michael Porter's running. Stop and pop. This is the easiest one of
the
entire
night,
guys.
What's the context of this one? Where was this one?
This one was when Michael Porter was just scoring every time
this
down the court.
The hottest he's probably been in his NBA career.
Yeah, let's watch it one more time because it is so beautiful. A sprints and then just stops, does a little leg kick, and it's just like, did you guys know? Let's just go ahead and rate this one. I'm going 10.
10's across the board.
I got to go with 9. I not.
What is going on here?
Look at how beautiful. My rating caught fire.
You know what? I'm back on. It's a 10.
Yeah, he is a harsh judge. All right, Dwayne Wade, defend your 9.
Well,
here.
I mean, it was like, I mean, it's obviously beautiful, but like a 10 needs to be a play you'll remember.
Let me put you. Oh, you're not going to remember that one? I'm going to remember that one.
There were like a bunch of them.
No, that specific one because it was at the end of a huge. No, he's wrong. Don't give him. What are you talking about? It was at the end of a.
You're right too, Adam.
Second straight three.
We're all right.
Put him over 30. Second straight three. And here's the other thing about it. You want to know something?
Yes.
I knew it was in the second he crossed half court.
Me too.
That's how hot he was in that moment I was just like.
That's why that pass to Monte was so disappointing.
It was
like, just shoot, man.
It's like, should I make this shot guaranteed? Or, you know what? Let's let Monte have
a
try.
Monte needs this bucket.
I love it, but yeah. All right, do we have another one? We have another one ready to go? What do we got here?
Let's see.
What do we have? I don't even know what play this is. Oh, I do know. Oh, God, just give it to me. Buckets.
Shuffle.
Man, what am I going to give this one?
Was that
you know what? I know what I'm going to give this one. Watch it again. This was like a this closed the door, I believe. Denver's at 115.
Oh, yeah.
So look at this. This is like,
this is like,
it's over.
Come on, dude.
There's 2 minutes left, but that one.
All right. I'm on your train of thought.
signature move for the dagger.
Sophomore shuffle to put a game away? Signature move. I mean, it can't get much better than that.
I'm telling you guys, I woke up today thinking, what do I want to happen today? And this is exactly what I wanted to happen. A somber shuffle. They just threw that in as like a little extra sprinkles or whatever. Do we have the bowl one? You know what? Let's just put that one up too.
Should we get rid of all numbers?
We should get rid of 5 through 9. Yeah. actually, let's see this one. Because can I be honest with you? I actually don't remember this 3. I might have been working on something.
Oh yeah.
Man, he was in the game for 3 minutes. So, you know what, Eric?
I'm gonna give it just a fire.
I'm gonna give it a. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna give it an 8.
Going 10.
I'm gonna give it an 8.
I was going full.
I'm going 10 because I really hope this isn't the case, but. You know, maybe this is the last really big moment for Bowl.
A sentimental 10 from Harrison Lynn.
Sentimental 10. So Bowl checks into the game, goes 1 for 2. He was a -8 in 3 minutes, but not the crack, right?
Yeah.
But you know what? He gave us that one.
Yeah, it was that hot fire.
Bowl's given us more than enough.
Yeah.
I'm done asking.
Do you remember that Bowl sequence when somehow he got switched on to Chris Paul 2 straight times?
Yeah.
And 2 straight Thunder possessions. And Chris Paul pretty much just like, put him in the mix, 1, 2, 3 crossover, pull up, 2 straight possessions, 2 buckets right in Bull's eye.
Yeah, Chris Paul.
I was like, that was really like a moment Bull will probably remember forever.
All right. Yeah, I think so. How about this one, guys? Last one. How would you rate this game? Just this experience of watching this game.
This specific game.
Not the rating game. This Denver Nuggets basketball game. This was a 10.
910.
910. Yeah, yeah. Wow, a 10.
I'm going to go 109.
Can I tell you guys, and we can kind of wind down the show here a little bit with this, is we've missed sports so much for 4 months. I mean, we've talked about it in the abstract and like what sports mean to us, but let's be honest. We were miserable.
Miserable.
We were miserable last game. And thank God for that. I'm thankful that we get to experience misery in this context. It's better than real life misery.
You know,
I'm serious.
I was also miserable the entire 4 months leading up to this.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But then you get something like this. You're just reminded like, oh, yeah, these lows and highs, and they're so fun.
Oh, dude.
The wide range of emotions you feel with sports.
There was something poetic about being in the third quarter of game one. Like, wow, he's taking MPJ out again.
Yeah.
We're back, baby.
We're back. I literally feel so good. Like I have adrenaline.
This
and
is
I've
the
got,
best day I've had since.
Yeah,
since
I think.
March,
I mean,
dude.
I think it's like 85% because of the winner's shot. But all the same, like feeling good, feeling good, baby.
Shot. You're gonna love it.
Arcade took it.
Arcade took it.
What was it?
It was the winner's shot. You get it. It's red and it has booze.
There's alcohol in it. It's red.
Vegas bomb.
Triple sec.
Triple sec. And rum.
Triple sec and rum.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Wait, sounds kind of like.
There has to be more ingredients than that.
When it's free and you get it when they win.
Oh, it was fantastic. Are you kidding me? I could have drinking the whole thing of it.
Yeah, I was coming off a long Saturday night, all right?
can I give a big shout out to Nuggets fans who were really dope in the hiatus? They stuck with us. They were fun. They kept the high spirits. And the second basketball came back, they hopped on the train. They could have just lamented the fact that half the team got maybe sick, half the team was late, half the team was hurt. No, they decided, I'm going to embrace Bol Bol, the two-way rookie. You know what
we
I mean?
In here, like, man.
They did everything right.
We out here.
I love Nuggets.
We are out here.
You guys want to know like an overall take I have about this game that doesn't have to do with any play or anything?
Sure.
Sure, Wayne.
I think the Nuggets are back in it.
Ooh.
There was a little bit of a bubble malaise over this team.
Wow. Yeah, it's spicy.
There was a little bit of a bubble malaise.
Spicy.
But they needed a game like this. Now they're back in it. Jokic is locked in. I think maybe we'll get some guys healthy here over the next couple of games. But I think they're refocused now.
Yeah.
Big, so I think they have an edge to them now that they didn't have before tonight.
And big question remaining. Okay, Porter Jokic, it worked. What happens when Jamal Murray is reintroduced to this fold? When you wrote just a few days ago, if Jamal's going to play like he did in that third scrimmage, if MPJ is going to play like he did today... It's we're back in why not territory, right? I mean, I think that piece has aged well. I really do.
No, I'm not okay. I just got a whiff of what Brendan is selling over here.
Well, I'll tell you, I was
smelling salt.
We talked about wanting to be a part of the conversation because the Rockies and Avs had been off to such hot starts, but you're here, and I will say San Antonio in a similar boat to Denver. They're the zombie Spurs. They're a bunch of guys that all their main guys are out. They're right now going to the kids, but guess what? They're playing great. They look really good. They look really competitive. So I'm excited for that game because I think it'll be an intense one. It'll be a nice test, but a game that I think they can and should win. I think it's a home game, whatever that's worth. But it'll be a lot of fun. Finally, guys, though, before we get out of here, we have a brand new show. I'm so excited. We finally got to announce this today.
This is an
air. It's
going to
be so cool. So you guys, you've liked the notebook episodes, the list where we break down X's and O's. I know a little bit about basketball, but I don't know basketball like George Karl does. And I'm so excited that I'm going to get to sit down with George Karl. Basically, once a week, there's going to be two episodes that air.
I can't wait.
There are going to be two episodes that air starting on Sunday during the bubble game, the four seeding games. And then there's going to be two each round that the Nuggets are in the playoffs. So you figure after game two and after game four or five, we'll sit down and we'll really dive into the X's and O's. We're going to talk about, what it's like to be a coach in those moments. We're going to talk about what it would be like coaching a player like Michael Porter Jr., who's so talented but
can't
so young.
Are you and George Karl going to play like Yup and Nope? And
Yup and Nope.
Online with George Karl?
Obviously, yeah. What's happening online? No, but it's going to be – I just can't wait. It's going to obviously be a different show than this, but I can't wait to get all of his insights about specific Nuggets things. And we put together a little hype video here.
We'll
play for it.
Let's go.
Have you ever wanted to see the game from a coach's perspective? DNVR is excited to announce Keeping It 1000 with George Karl and Adam Mattes, a brand new podcast aimed at breaking down the X's and O's of Denver Nuggets basketball and giving you a window into the mind of an NBA coach. And not just any coach. George Karl is the sixth winningest coach in NBA history and the second winningest coach in Denver Nuggets history. Known for his strong basketball resume and strong opinions, which he openly shares as the star of the wildly entertaining Truth in Basketball podcast, Coach Karl is one of just nine coaches to amass over 1,000 career wins, hence the title, Keeping It 1,000. Every episode will feature detailed analysis of specific plays from recent Denver Nuggets games, along with perspective on what goes into a coach's decision-making process. From substitution patterns to locker room dynamics and everything in between. Join me and Coach Karl as he dives into the film on current Denver Nuggets games and diagnoses what went right, what went wrong, and how a coach might view and analyze the details. This special presentation podcast begins on Sunday and will run every week while the Nuggets are inside the Orlando bubble. I look forward to speaking with Coach Karl, and I hope you look forward to getting his thoughts on Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, and the rest of the Denver Nuggets as they aim to make a deep playoff run.
There you go. So I'm hyped for this, guys.
I can't wait.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's been
a long time in the making. I think this was a thing that was coming again, that was in the works. But I'm excited for it. I hope you guys are excited for it. Don't miss out. We're doing these Winners Lounge, Losers Lounge after every game. Following day, notebook episodes, and a bunch of other fun stuff
George
along
Karl,
the way.
I don't want to make it awkward. You don't have to ask. I'll join the show.
yeah, I look forward to that.
We'll talk about it.
I look forward to that. All right, guys, for Adam Mattes, Brendan Vo, Harrison Wind, D-Line Co., thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to be back tomorrow.
Let's go, baby. Hype train is back.
There's only one dentist in Denver that I trust with my teeth. It's Green Mountain Dental. They're located just 15 minutes from downtown Denver. These guys are awesome. I trust it with my teeth. I'd probably trust it with my life. They've been doing it forever. They're locally owned, family operated, Denver through and through, just like us here at DNVR. And they're also giving away a free Sonicare toothbrush when you schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam. So I've said it before, but this is probably the coolest perk that one of the sponsors here on the podcast has, because a Sonicare toothbrush, that thing can last you for a while. I'm talking years. And you can get one for just doing something you have to do every 6 months or every year. Go to the dentist, get a cleaning, x-ray, and exam. So hit up Green Mountain Dental Group today. Get a cleaning, x-ray, and exam with them. They will give you a free Sonicare toothbrush today.